How do we measure the best to ever play golf? Is it Jack simply because he has 18 majors? Or is it some general appraisal simply that that person had more talent and applied it better than anybody?
That's a great question. It is so hard because we never got a chance to play against one another, except that one time where we played with each other in 2000. But when you cross generations, you know, it's very difficult to see who's better than the other, in all sports. But I just think that for me, I would take my skills like up against Jack any day, and I'm sure he'd feel the same way.
Do you believe you'll get 18 majors?
To be honest with you, no.
You don't?
No.
You've accepted that?
I've accepted I'm going to get more.
Hell of a year, boys. We're back at it here. GERF pod coming at you, surprising everyone. It's one of our famous GERF drops. We don't like to give too much warning because, quite frankly, we don't generally know we're going to do things until the day of. And even right now, things are up in the air. So we're back. Sam, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be back. It's such a beautiful day. Looking forward to some golf. Looking forward to some GERF. I missed the lofts last year because I was out of town. I didn't qualify. It's exciting because we did the whole city versus the world thing, and now next year or this year, I guess we're doing a new whole city versus the world thing. We can go over that in a minute. But since I wasn't there, can you just give me a quick recap on happened at the lofts I wasn't there?
Yeah, it was. We did this. I mean, our glorious commissioner, Graham Morrison, glory and grace be upon him, came up with a wonderful new idea whereby we are now split into effectively two divisions going forward. We've got the city, people who were born in Vancouver proper, and the world. So the disgusting detritus of White Rock and the various other, the swamp people that live around the Serpentine River. And then some other associates of them further afield, and then the pure bloods, if you will.
Yeah, in fairness, I think that's the appropriate way to divide all people on Earth.
Exactly.
It's like one side of the Fraser River and the Georgia Straits, the side of the second
Euros. So we've got the mudbloods and the pure bloods mixing together. And we've got a recipe for a long, divisive battle here. Anyway, it was a challenge last year for the.
I understand it was a washing.
The pure bloods were washed.
Did anybody win?
We had a couple W's. I can speak for my own group. I was playing in the feature group with our glorious commissioner Graham Morrison. Arjun Heed beat me in what can only be described as a racist fashion. I thought it was very rude, and quite frankly, I haven't picked up a golf club since I was dismantled in such unceremonious fashion.
So he really went for the President's Cup there.
He did. Yeah, exactly. So we're gonna come back from it. It may not be in golf. I've taken up fishing a lot.
Yeah. So setting aside the whole city versus the world sort of Ryder Cup element, who won the white jacket?
Well, even though the sun is, has risen since the fact, unfortunately, it was another win for Gregory Tecumseh Perry.
How many is that for him now?
That's his third, I believe.
Is that three?
Third win?
Or four?
Third, fourth. Third win.
He's the Jack Nicklaus of
the Gurf. No, he's the Scotty Scheffler. No one has cared less for more wins.
Yeah, I don't you know, we were talking about this earlier, and you know, Duke, you weren't.
Well, I guess we should announce that Duke is here as a guest.
He settled in.
Yeah, so Duke, say hello to the fine listeners that we have.
Hello, Gurf. It's a pleasure to be back, and it's just a real pleasure to be with two beautiful Potters and Dune fans, Samuel Kerr and Joshua.
I'm just happy that we have you, Duke. You're one of the best podcast guests, and you're a guest that, you know, you show up when people ask. It's great.
Yeah. Like him or hate him, he's...
What's Woody Allen saying? It's like 90% of life is showing up.
Exactly.
And
he has an opinion.
No, he shows up 100%.
Yeah. Availability is... Way to get ahead.
Yeah. Availability is the most important ability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, just going back, Duke, you know, you raised it earlier that, you know, there was this great banter going back between the city and the world match. Before the end of it, you had to leave early to get to a prestigious sporting club,
100th anniversary.
And you noticed that things got very quiet after the 18th hole. I think, you know,
Was it Perry versus Tony in the final?
It wasn't. No, it was Greg versus the commissioner.
Oh.
Commish was in a cart with me.
Commish was in your cart.
He was in my cart. We had
Did Perry wash him or was
no,
it gross?
No, it was exceptionally tight. We had the commish in my cart and Arjun, the racist, and
was
Perry
commish making good shots? Like was one. Leading?
You know what? He was so hot. Coming into that back, he had Greg was out early. Commish had come back, tied it up on the 17th hole, heading to 18, and we were all square.
Jesus, this must have been like Tiger Woods.
It really was.
You know, or Jack in 86. Yeah. Tiger Woods coming up when those guys were putting in the water on 12, giving Tiger just that little inch you needed to squeeze.
Because we knew that the city had, you know, the purebloods had already, they'd lost the larger, you know, bigger match, but the one that matters, the white jacket was still up for grabs.
Hanging and
they had two amazing drives. Greg just off to the right a little bit, slightly longer of a shot. Graham just to the left with a long ball. He's pure. He's a coiled spring.
Iron hitter.
So Greg.
Greg's got to hit first.
Greg had to hit first. Greg gets up there and kind of, you know, hits it fat.
No, straight he in the his
water.
Irons well.
Straight in the water. Looks over at me. Looks over at Graham. Congrats, Graham. Like this, and like me and Graham are like, take it easy.
Wait, just to clarify. He hits it in the water.
Yeah.
But you told me that he won.
So I haven't finished the story. So what happened next? I mean, Greg, congrats, Commish, and he, you know, I can't remember if he reclubbed or not. He hits the next one. It's a decent shot. It's probably like a 12 feet or so. But he's on, and he looks over at Graham. You know, congratulations, and Graham gets over the ball, and I mean, this was it. You know, Gurf was over effectively. Oh. Like, you know, Graham was gonna take it home.
It almost reminds me of another finish to a Gurf loss.
It did remind a lot of people of such a similar event. Mm-hmm. Gets over the ball, Graham. I asked him. I was like, Graham, you like your club? Did you club it up? And he's like, I like this is pure, baby. This is me. So I got my 6-iron. I'm good.
Love that confidence.
And he gets over the ball and he hits it pure. It was the wrong club. And he hits the rocks at the front.
Oh no.
And he's in the water.
Hits the rocks.
Hits the rocks in the front and he's in the he's
Oh declined.
And so he gets up and he kind of like, you know, rather quickly, he's thinking, he's in his head.
Yeah, you gotta hit it quick.
He's in his head and he gets up and he hits another one.
This one was good, right?
In the water.
Oh no.
Hits this one in the water.
My ears are burning.
Erroneous. Erroneous.
It was a 9-iron.
9-iron. Okay.
Flip the 6, and the second one was on the green.
Okay.
Dear listener, it didn't matter. Dear listener, in case you can't recognize that voice, it is our beloved commish.
Long may he reign.
Long may he reign.
Sorry, I was down the hall and I heard something.
Did you hit the second one was on the green?
Yeah, Perry had stuck it tight on his second shot.
Okay, so that's what happened. Stuck it tight.
And I was in the middle of the green.
And so we started, we started driving towards the green. And Graham's like, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I did that. Oh, Graham, settle down, settle down. You've still got a chance here. You've still got a chance. Don't worry about it. And
we can just get the pod started.
I think what happened was that what Graham got, he was so inside of his own head, got up, didn't really, I mean, looked at his putt, but nowhere close to where he would normally, because the guy's a pure roller.
All I can think is that there's going to have to be another season of this. So.
And he gets up and he misses the putt, and did Perry hit that one? I guess, yeah.
I blacked out.
Regardless, Perry has a third jacket, accounting for at least most of the nice clothing that Greg has in his wardrobe, and we're back for another season. So
yeah,
welcome back.
Congratulations to Greg Perry on another win,
and on leading in the polls for the Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah, that is also big. Although once they discover that he puts Vaseline on his driver, I can't imagine him winning that Prime Minister.
There we go.
Why don't we get underway here with the real pod?
Duke, you've prepared some fascinating
yes!
and thought-provoking content.
Well, I thought, as a season preview, we need to cover the various personalities in the league. Last year's season preview, I focused on intriguing storylines, I think went quite well.
I think so.
But, you never want to get stale.
No.
So I've come up with a different gimmick this year that I hope will allow us to discuss the various freakazoids that participate in this league while framing their abilities and nuances. So, for example, if a new GURFer is listening to this podcast, they'll understand how this league works, who the people are, and what it's all about. So the idea I've come up with is a draft.
Yeah. I love drafts.
Yeah, drafts are great. People like drafts, right? You know? And the goal is to build the perfect GURF team. And I emphasize GURF when I say GURF team.
Right.
It's not about winning a head-to-head match or a Ryder Cup. It's not like picking a lofts team. It's about building a team that encompasses the elements of the world's greatest sport.
Right. Right. So cheating, drinking.
Exactly. I'll run through the things I ballparked. So we're each going to draft a team. So I've created seven categories. Of what I necessarily like the best qualities of GURF, but the necessary qualities of GURF. So you can do it in any order you want. But at the end of the day, you each have to have picked one GURFer to have filled each of these categories.
All right.
This live by category, or are we just filling out our team?
No, we are doing it live.
Okay.
We're going to do an order. So as with the pick that you make, perhaps a very brief explanation of how this particular GURFer fits the category.
Okay. Yeah.
And your thought process for selecting them.
Okay.
And so as someone who made the categories, I will go last.
Okay.
And we'll do snake draft.
Snake draft. Great, great.
So I'll be fourth. I'm also.
So you get to double pick.
Well, I can go third, whatever you guys, you can put me wherever you want. I have the advantage of thinking ahead.
No, that's fine. Fine.
So whatever you want. I would think we let the right honorable, glorious commissioner pick first.
Sure. Can you just repeat them so I can write down the categories?
I'm going to run through the categories.
Should we just maybe pause the podcast so we can write them down and prepare for a few moments?
Let's take a pause.
Yeah, we're going to take a pause. You guys, it won't be a pause for you. Actually, I'll add a commercial break.
Or we can edit this out as we go.
Golf's Not Hard with Tiger Woods and the Air Zoom TW.
Today, basic tips on hitting the 300-yard fairway bunker shot. First, hit the ball 300 yards. Second, don't hit the ball more than 300 yards. If necessary, take a three-quarter swing. Third, hit the flag stick. This will leave you a very makeable eagle putt.
Next week, basic tips on difficult shots.
Can you describe each of the categories?
I will run them through. Now, these are in no particular order. I just want to emphasize that. I'm running through them 1 to 7, but if you want to pick 7 first, please go ahead. These are in no particular order of quality. All I know is that I'm going to score our teams at the end of the year based on a very proprietary scoring system, and we'll determine who wins.
Okay.
So, the first category is a low-cap GURFer. And I emphasize GURFer, not golfer.
Okay.
Right? Yep. We're not picking some guy that's good at golf. Like, I honestly suck my dick.
Yeah.
So I was thinking below a 10, but I'm open to the room. I think probably 10 is probably good for low and high cap. up and down?
It's open to interpretation.
Open to interpretation. Yeah. You know, honestly, I didn't really care that much. But this is a girfer. So this is a guy that, like, he's a good golfer, low handicap in girf.
Mm-hmm.
He gets points. He knows the game. You know, he knows when to shotgun.
Okay.
He knows when to challenge.
Yeah.
He knows who to challenge. He knows the whole handicaps.
So it's not necessarily like that fucking loser quitter, the ledge, who walked away from Gerf this year.
Oh, yeah.
God, like, he walked
yeah,
away.
Yeah, he's dead. We're going to throw him off the fucking wind.
I mean, like, if you pick the ledge as your low-cap Gerfer, you're an idiot, because that guy doesn't put up any points.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
So this is the guy who's going to get you points, right? This is the guy, like, if you're like,
fuck you,
that,
ledge.
That guy's good at golf, he's going to get me points. So that's fine. That's low-cap Gerfer.
Okay. That's me.
So low cap, the thing we should look for if we're drafting is trying to get points.
But a good golfer.
Yeah, right. Good golfer, yeah. Trying to get points.
So then, and then on a related note, and this is going to be pretty quick because it's basically the same thing. It's a high cap golfer.
Yeah,
so this is a guy who's not as good as golf, but also will get you points. Remember, this is a season thing.
So,
right?
Over,
so someone who's like, he might hang at a 20.
It's an Andrew Seymour.
Higher than 15.
I have written down,
okay.
Andrew Seymour is probably the ideal
pick. He's the fucking,
he's yeah, the platonic ideal.
Little
yeah,
fucking
yes.
Fruit kids,
yeah. Like okay. I hate him. He stinks.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
But like, he'll run off 3 birdies and then 6 triples.
Yeah.
Right? And somehow you'll lose.
Got it.
That's the high cap. That's the high cap. Okay. The next category is the vibe king.
Ooh.
Vibe king.
Very important.
So there's a guy. This guy is just fucking thrilled
right.
to be out there girfing. Loves the boys. Loves having a good time. He's not a chiseler. He's not a grinder.
Yeah.
He's not up all in your shit. Just absolutely loves the fucking game of girf.
Oh,
he's a ray of sunshine on the golf course.
So maybe,
I know who my first overall pick is going to be.
Yeah. Like, you
it's
going
to be a vibe king.
It's someone
have a boat called the vibe?
No. I've got a better vibe king.
Yeah, okay. I know who you're talking
yeah.
about.
And I think also in terms of Vibe King, like, I think we also need to, not just the golf course, but also the chat.
Yeah.
So like, Arjun, maybe he's fun to golf with, but he's the worst chat contributor in the history of the world. Yeah. So like, he's out on Vibe King. For me, right? Like, I don't want to hear about the Canucks.
In fact, I would say my Vibe King, the person who I'm kind of...
Well, don't spoil it.
I think
so. That's number three.
The chat might be, you know, a net negative.
Well, maybe there should be a category about the chat here.
Well, maybe when I finish running through mine, you can add one of your own.
There we go.
Okay.
The next category, which might be my favorite, is the mutant.
Yeah.
It's fairly self-explanatory.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing golf with this guy, and absolutely anything is possible.
Okay.
Anything on the course could happen.
Wild card.
Any behavior. Any level of intoxication, he could not finish the round, barrel rolling down the side of the green, for example, or he could shoot 5,000 points. Like, this is the guy on the course who's having the time of his fucking life, but it could turn sideways.
So
the mutant.
Let me ask you, you can't have the same person for both.
You cannot.
No. Okay.
This is the conceit.
Okay.
You have to pick one for each.
Fair enough.
And once that person's drafted, no one else can pick him for anything.
That's precisely. Right. That's right. There's some strategy involved.
So category number 5 is the drifter.
Oh, yeah.
This guy drifts in and out of girf with no discernible pattern whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh. He won't log around or post a message or make a pick for the first 2 months of the season, and then he's at a major, crushing shotguns, contending for the victory,
right,
messaging you the next 2 weeks to play girf.
Like, family life is probably
going to be
similar.
Else? Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
You know? And it's a guy, like, maybe he plays 3 weeks in a row girfing, and then he never plays the rest of the season.
Right.
Oh, this guy's making a run, and then he's gone. That's the drifter. The next guy is the two-man vacay. This is the guy that plays courses you've never heard of. This is the guy that puts on incredible scores on the reg, but you've never seen him play well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the guy that you've seen him lose the ability to putt after 2 SGMs, and then you chart his scores, and he's making 600 points with 1 SGM. This is a guy you may have back-channeled someone else in girf about when he posts a score. That's the two-man vacay.
So is this the, like, the... You know, we went through some descriptions earlier, and you were talking about cheating versus strategy. Is this kind of the... Would you put this under strategy or cheating?
I feel that's up to the drafter.
Okay.
And then the last category is the expert. I think we can all agree that GERF needs more experts.
Yes.
But despite that, we seem to have an enormous amount of experts in GERF already on a vast range of subject. So this guy is the ultimate GERF expert. You can always expect in the chat or in person a very precise and forcefully expressed view on a subject that is absolutely correct and brooks no argument.
Yes.
That's the expert.
Okay.
So just to run back through. Low cap girfer. High cap girfer. Vibe king. Mutant. Drifter. two-man vacay, and the expert.
Okay, let's get after it.
Gmo, do you want to add any category?
No, I think that's enough categories. I think the expert almost falls into the chat.
The expert is very chat-focused. Right?
Like I agree.
That's what an expert would say.
But I'd like to propose, like, this is fun and games, but we will have teams at the end of this.
And I will rank them at
the end. So let's place a bet on our total GIRF points for our teams.
No, I disagree. Let's place a bet on me as an attorney faithfully judging our teams to decide who.
I disagree with that, Duke. I think that you should be able to present a case about each of these to someone else who is an attorney, and they can objectively decide whose team is best.
What about?
I don't think that you should be able to choose because you are obviously conflicted.
I agree.
Unless you recuse yourself.
No, I agree, and I would like to propose. Propose the fakest lawyer in GIRF, Tim Wesley.
Oh yes.
Faker than Dan. Tim Westlake will be the arbiter.
We got a lot of fake lawyers.
Tim Westlake, I feel, is a fair, honest guy.
Yeah.
Much more than Dan.
Why he didn't make it as a lawyer?
Dan is very susceptible to all sorts of
So what's the order here? Am I kicking it off?
You kick it off. Yeah. It goes this way and then back. Draft.
So that'll be me, Gaze, Kurt, Duke, and back.
And then Duke gets a second pick.
Classic snake.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not going to waste my time and honor anyone with these bullshit low cap. I don't want one on my team.
Yeah, that's fair.
I have a few ideas for a few categories, but I want to get a guy on my team that I feel could fit three or four. Vibe King or Mutant.
Mm-hmm. But that's not how it works. You have to pick
one. Yeah, he wants to take one away from us.
I'm getting right.
Yeah.
Smart.
This guy does copious amounts of drugs on the course. And
it's already correct.
First overall pick.
It's already correct.
Can fire any score imaginable, really. And you want him on his team. He's definitely fits the Vibe King, the total mutant. I'm gonna put him in the Vibe King category and select Remy.
First overall. That was my Vibe King.
You may as well have designed it and call it the Remy. Yeah. Other than possibly becomes a drifter and won't see him.
I will look. The pick is in.
Yeah,
it's like a fantasy draft. The pick is in, but.
So Remy.
Yeah, but he's a Vibe King.
That's what I heard.
Well, the other thing is.
Somebody tells me personally that. Okay. I assume
it's a great pick.
I mean, come on.
And I'm thinking back to the Coconut Cup in 2023.
We also.
when he witnessed the windsock.
Remy is such a Vibe King that he and I, Gmo and I, dressed as him to win the jersey.
Exactly.
It's honestly a terrific pick.
He's the only GIRFer that has been costumed. For the twins.
For the vibes! It's a great pick.
Okay. I'm going to throw down with my... You know what? I mean, I'm tempted to go after Vibes as well because there's a couple absolute fucking gems down here that you want to throw down. I think I am going to be a little more boring and go with my low cap as the shadow.
Okay.
The English fucking, the English breakfast.
That might be the best of the low cap.
I think he's a low cap that, what once again, the vibes are fantastic. He can become a mutant. Like the guy actually has multiple skills.
It's a GIRFer's golfer.
He's a GIRFer's golfer.
I agree with that.
A pleasure to be around. Like
when you said you were picking low cap first, I was quite disgusted.
I think that's the right call. I think it's the right call.
All right,
out of that category, I respect the
statement. I don't have to think very long about this pick. I am running up to the podium to select Steve Priestley as my Vibe King. I mean, he is... The Cobra Chef is...
He's a man of the people. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a person who embodies GIRF more than Chef Cobra with his charitable giving every time that we put together those secret dinners, and I guess they're not so secret anymore. But
don't tell JoJo because he doesn't believe in charity.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. I won't.
So counterpoint. Have you ever stayed in a hotel with him or been on a guy's trip where any time before about I don't know
5 p.m. You're dealing with a real skin sack of a human being.
I've never seen the diesel worm.
I have not.
Grumpy skin sack.
However, I will counter. I'll counter that by saying that the year that Reeks plugged his pitch into the ground or whatever, that year, he and I were partners for the lofts. And I was, you know, grumping around, like, mad at myself. I was in a real grind match with Joey Cool. And he took me aside and just vibed me out. And I fucking won my match.
Oh,
he won his too. And, you know, our team won. Regrettably, Reeks, again.
We should have started with that story. That's more.
I didn't think that I needed to start with a story because it's so obvious that it's good times to go out on the golf course with Steve Priestley.
I can't argue with that.
I would be shocked.
It's a good pick.
5 years from now, we come back around and we're like, oh, who are the Vibe Kings taking in that draft? And I was not like, they were like, oh, yeah, Steve Priestley. Great pick. The guy's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. Noted, and everyone agrees. Duke.
All right, well, I got two here. One is an absolute slam dunk. No one's beating this. As the expert, I'm going to take John Davidson, the 14. No one has ever been an expert on more subjects.
Invented.
That was everyone's favorite in that category.
That was just, there's no doubt. Yeah. I mean, I remember one time, the first time I ever met JD, I met Steve and him at the St. Regis Bar, great, dry ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just changed the laws on drinking and driving. And Priestie asked me about it. Not that I'm a criminal lawyer, but I do dabble in the law from time to time. And I said what I had understood they to be. And then John Davidson grabbed me on my shoulder and said, no, that's not how it works. And then proceeded to explain to me how criminal law works. And I really, from that day forward, have really liked
Respect.
The guy. I like him a lot. He's great. But he is the consummate expert, so he's my expert pick.
He's a lawyer, though.
All I've ever seen is him on the phone outside of bars downtown. So probably.
I know for a fact he's not.
I was going to say, I respect lawyers who give it up to take on another career because, you know, that's.
And the next pick for mine is I'm going to go probably deep down the board here. I'm going to take the Drifter and I'm going to take the fucking champ, Nick Westflake. No one's ever flaked on bullshit.
It's a hell
of a one's ever gotten come more. No one's ever named himself the champ. One GURF and then played like maybe two rounds in the next 3 years. The guy is a brilliant human being. I love him to death. He walks like a broken spider.
Stand by. GURF powder's here.
Golf's not hard with Tiger Woods and the AirZoom TW.
A common problem in golf is the slice. One solution is to play with a gallery. Having women and children to my left and right is a handy reminder that I need to keep my club face square. Now let's see how this tip works for Joe, a 27 handicapper from Logansport. Go get him, Joe. Joe overcompensated for his slice and hooked it. Something we'll be sure to work on next time.
We're live. Anyway. So Sam, I think it's your pick now.
All right, I am up and I'm going to go with, I think I'll take a mutant, and my mutant, it'll be Dogman.
Good!
Like, no fucking preamble there, just straight up.
Dogman's going to listen to this podcast and be like, why would I not an expert? He's going to lecture you on that.
I'm ranked highly on expert.
He's a high-ranked expert.
I've had two picks, and I've been running to the podium for both of them. I was with Dogman when he shot 69. It was on the last two holes. He was eagle, or maybe it was two of the last three, but it was, you know, driver, 7-iron, driver, 3-wood, kick in.
Yeah.
And I've also seen him barf his fucking brains out.
Barfing is a great
Yeah, it's
a... Did he barf on something?
Oh my God, I've seen him barf on everything. What has he barfed
in a bag?
Hank's golf bag, is now Aiden's golf bag. Yeah. He's barfed on a lot of things.
Father's Day tournament last year, there was epic.
A lot of barf.
I also, of course, have this very public beef with Dogman because he was hitting into me in the last
almost
major.
So rude.
I'm just not down with that, but at the same time, he and I like text more than just about anybody in GURF. So I see all of the sides of Dogman. I
get it now. Actually, what sort of mutant would hit into a guy on mushrooms?
And as we move through the draft here, I just want to clarify that we've had some discussions off the record, and we've agreed that the Potters can draft themselves. If you'd like to pick yourself for a category, that's fully allowed.
I assume that was the case.
Okay. Yeah, just clarifying for the listeners. For the listeners.
As an expert, I assume I okay. knew all the rules.
Well, moving right along, I mean, you know, this one's sitting right in front of me here. In fact, he's sitting right beside of me here. We've got, I mean, how many turkey of the year has he, this guy won? I mean, like, the guy's a mutant, but he's like, you know, a delightful human being, but you get him on the wrong side of some of those mushroom pills and maybe a couple other
things.
He could
be talking about either of us.
I don't know where he's Graham Morrison is my absolute mutant.
And it's a good pick. I had him as a vibe king. I mean, I had him as a vibe king.
I have to respect the pick because I was also going to draft myself.
So I stole my pick. But this league was built by mutants for mutants.
There you go.
There you go. All right, to me then. Well, I think I might head to the two-man vacay category.
Ooh, sexy.
Sure to hurt some feelings.
Very controversial.
So this one, to me, it reads as just cheater.
Yeah.
Is that a nice way of saying cheater?
I mean, that's been the accusation, right? Yo, he has a two-man vacay round. It implies... They're marking it,
But I'm I'm not going to make any accusations here. I'm going to play this one by the literal sense of it. Two-man vacay, and this guy seems to find himself in vacay rounds with people I didn't know he even met before. They're usually in Kelowna. But this is B-Tong.
B-Tong.
Who's just
the perfect 10.
He'll show up with obviously his compadre JDJR, but like Hibby will show up in these rounds, and like whoever goes out
Joey Alexis
to the lake area in the summer will find their way into a round with this guy. So
very true.
And there's nothing disrespectful about it, but he is to me the two-man vacay.
I gotta say I don't disrespect his move up to the lake area. He likes his tens, and he's got lots of sleep tattoos. So
yeah,
that's the sort of breeding ground.
He likes smoky conditions,
hot chicks, and guys that sleeps.
Yeah, like it.
There you go.
Alrighty, Dookie. Dookie.
Dookie's got two picks.
I have two.
No, I don't think you understand how snake drafts.
Yeah, you got two, actually, so it's
him. Oh, just because of our order of seating.
I was confused.
Ah,
right.
Yes. And I was not prepared for a second pick.
So none of us understand.
Shit. Well, I have not drafted a mutant, although my top choice is gone.
Yourself.
Yes. I think I'm going to take...
He's sitting right there.
And I view these categories as interchangeable, but Vibe King, Mutant. My mutant's going to be the Glass.
Oh, no. Sitting right there.
You think you're going there?
No, if he came back, if he didn't get picked there, that's crazy. That's just elite.
The guy broke his leg,
jumping a pond.
Exactly.
And then told the ambulance driver, oh, little cocaine, little mushroom, chocolate.
Oh, about 16 beer, oh, little mushrooms, and a pinch of cocaine.
Pinch of cocaine? Oh,
it's not mine.
I don't pay for it. I've never paid for drugs in my life.
Okay, well, moving right along, I mean, I'm ecstatic that this one fell to me here. You cannot have Vibes out wherever you are or have a bad time with Brody Dunlop. Running the course.
Kicking drinks out of hand.
When you get, let's say, 6+ drinks in Brody Dunlop, maybe some pod powder and a couple other, substances, that guy is running hot. He is talking to ladies. He's talking to dudes. Kicking drinks out of dudes' hands.
Pretending he
doesn't like Chimo. The vibes are immaculate.
Never seen that guy before.
Brody, life, motherfucking Dunlop.
You know what? Not predicting that pick, but that is a fucking terrific pick.
Thank you.
The guy's vibes are elite.
Okay, elite vibes.
Elite vibes.
Yeah, so I'm running right up to the podium to make my pick because I've known it. I was waiting. I was hoping there wasn't a trade up in front of me. I have an expert. And that expert is me. I tell you what, man, like I get drunk and I'm on the internet at home and I have great opinions about lots of things.
Yeah.
Usually I don't share them with you guys, but when I've been drinking
I really gotta pull your fucking arm to hear those opinions.
I will put it out there and I don't know. I think that history will serve me right, that I will be on the right side of basically all these arguments.
I think that's just a fantastic.
So, yeah, I'm putting myself down as the expert because, you know, I think about the other experts that might get drafted, and they're like, you know, neophytes or Padawans compared to me.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
I like where your head's at.
Duke, you're up. I think you've got two picks.
Duke's got two. So Duke is going to two-man vacay. And that's Graham Horton.
Oh.
Is that, are you taking that in the literal
very
sense?
Very good one.
I'm just, vacation round?
You know, I outlined the qualifications for this pick, and I feel he meets a lot of them.
So can you expand on that?
Look, I don't want to commit social suicide and be on the wrong side of the West Side crew, but, you know, I feel I've said what I have to say, and that's the pick.
I like it. Strong.
And then I'm going to take a Vibe King. And this guy, golf, tennis, walking around town, riding a bike, being a dad,
gambling.
Drinking red wine, gambling. This is, I think, probably the best liked man in the city. I love him to death. Oh. Christopher J. O'Connor.
Yeah.
What a fucking legend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Man of the people.
That is a great Vibe King.
Yeah. Very good. We like that.
When he shows up, he's got a good vibe.
Yeah.
Those are a couple of great picks, man.
I mean, guys, I think
those
I just really turned
picks.
The draft on its head right there.
It's a good one. I see there's a couple other Vibe-roonies out there, but
okay. Heading back up, Sam.
Yeah, I think I gotta go with a drifter here. so that you said that the drifter is someone that shows up and everybody loves it and is a great
golfer. Or not.
But then disappears.
Yeah. They drift in and out.
So I think that the unit might be the best.
Oh,
that is a good pick.
An actual drifter. Has maybe lived, well, he's slept in the crawl space of a bar.
Yeah,
he
that was
has yeah. done, I mean, a litany of other drifter-esque.
He's definitely
events.
Slept outside.
The life of a vagabond.
The life of a vagabond. Like a true, like he's got, what do they call the thing over your back? You know,
the stick
like
with the bundle. School,
yeah. Like from The Littlest Hobo, like mm-hmm. you see a guy walking around. Mm-hmm. He's a real
he's
drifter
like,
character.
He's like Jack Kerouac and the rest
but
of these guys.
Back. But there's a name for it. It's like a fucking pick snack, whatever.
Yeah,
called.
Anyway. Yeah, he's got that true, like Jack Kerouac vibe.
I will say he's
on the road.
On the road.
Also, could be a Vibe King because the guy's vibes are like
again, but the thing that makes him a drifter more than a Vibe King, in my opinion, is he just doesn't play enough rounds to make Vibe King.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, he disappears, and then when he shows up, you're so happy to see him.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's not very active in the chat, but he'll show up, and it's just always a cutting moment.
He's a five-tool player, so
just throws a fucking heater.
The drifter to me is like a guy who could leave around mid round.
You think that's impossible with Johan?
He did that at the last Twinsy.
He did because he thought
he was peeing blood.
But and it, what was it?
It was the reflection of his Matador costume off of the urine. What they think. The
to
dog,
be fair, there is another guy
he
around
didn't
this
stick
studio.
Around at the hospital to find out. He got exhausted by waiting and both of them returned.
There is another
only
guy
to
around
lose
this,
best costume.
There is another guy around this table that left around mid round. So
I did. Yeah.
I know you picked yourself for expert, but I will say you could have hit a lot of the mutant categories.
Oh, a strong mutant vibe here.
Yeah.
Do we all have a mutant? By the way, have we all filled out?
I've got a mutant.
I do.
I've got a mutant.
I got an open space.
You've got an open. Okay. Very good. Okay. Luckily, there's a lot of mutants.
And you know what? I thought mutant would have been people would have been attracted to mutant as an early pick. When you take a look at the list. There's a real potpourri of mutants.
Yeah, it's kind of got like what you might call in a fantasy draft. There's like there's a group that are at the top, and then there's a bit of a break. You know, where it's like if you're an NFL team drafting a mutant, and you're like, oh, there's only three or four of these mutants that I got to get in the first
it's
round.
The deepest category.
If not, I might have to wait till the third round because after that, they, you know, we don't know.
Yep. True. Okay.
Where are we at?
We're back at me. My goodness gracious. Okay, well, listen, I think I got to go after an expert here. And this my thinking with my expert is that he has one real lane of expertise. And, you know, nobody agrees with him that he should be that self-appointed expert. But
Babs being the iron play expert and, you know, like the golf, the arbiter of the game of golf.
That's a great pick.
Is
the golf expert Babs.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't agree more.
And no one really agrees, but his self belief is palpable.
And he carries some weight.
He's hard to fit into other categories because he doesn't score well.
Pear shaped body.
He doesn't score well as a low batter.
Right.
He's not likable at all.
Right.
So he's not a vibe king.
No.
He's not an expert because he doesn't really think.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's perfect. It's perfect.
No, I couldn't agree more that nobody agrees with Babs.
But the nice thing about Babs is at least he's willing to put his expertise on the line with betting, right? He'll make some bets.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, look, we're going to come out of this draft and there's going to be GURFers that weren't picked. Mm-hmm. And I hope those GURFers reflect on their lack of contribution to GURF.
Be more interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Be more interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take a bet, Art.
Okay. So it's to me. I'm going to go Drifter this category.
You got two.
For this round. I'm going to start with the Drifter. This guy drifts through life. He's basically living his life at space camp. This is Dan Holloway. Oh. I don't know
space camp.
What he's doing in this league. He once made an ace.
Okay. Made a hole in one.
I don't know if he even finished that round.
The true cosmic joke that Dan Holloway hitting the first hole in one in curve.
Yeah, I mean,
it was a beautiful thing. Apparently, for
as a person who's never made an ace, it's infuriating. But
drifts through life.
So Dan Holloway, a Drifter, and what do I need?
The one criticism I have of that pick is while he drifts, he is laser focused on certain things, and that is the scene. So, you know, GURF is not the scene, so he drifts through that. But I just want to give him credit for his absolute laser focus on finding a scene.
Mm.
So I think that's worth some credit.
Okay.
Well, that'll be up to Tim when he adjudicates at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to fill now three categories. Expert, high cap, low cap. I'm not interested in these cap categories at all.
Yeah.
So I need an expert.
How did you describe those categories in your initial description, dude?
Well, you know, high cap and low cap. I don't want you guys to get hung up on thinking it's good and bad golfers. It's simply a divide between someone that's like a higher handicap and a lower handicap, but they're great golfers.
Right. So like the best golfer who's low, who's good at golf, and the best golfer who's high at bat.
Yeah, like they shotgun beers, they pick the holes, they score well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not the most exciting categories, but it is GURF.
Yeah.
And these are great GURFers. Great GURFers.
I just remember liking your initial description better than high cap, low cap. It felt a little bit more...
You guys are just mad that I got shadow for my low cap, and I've already won that avenue. So
I'm upset you placed him in a bucket when he could have been in all the second category.
The low cap pick is like the kicker in fantasy. You pick them up, they're all about the same. No one gives
a
shit.
He's a soccer
kicker. Yeah,
I'm going to do an expert pick here. And I'm between two guys that just seem to occupy the chat room like no one else. And it's Canucks fucking garbage all the time. So it's either Tones or Arge. And I feel like Tones is a huge fan. He's fanboying the Canucks. Arge is a self-proposed expert.
Salary cap guru. Hard cap!
I'm going to take Arge as expert.
I can't understand how much time, like, how is he, does he hate the chat?
No, he's
why is he in there so
is
much?
He trying to just ruin the chat?
No, like, he clearly loves it. It's like he's on there a lot, man. Like,
guys,
if you at him, the response comes fucking immediately.
He's 28 years old.
Yeah, he lives his life.
He's 28!
He lives his life in chat.
He's got an Oculus Rift on, fucking texting 35 groups, man.
I don't know, man. Good for him. 28-year-olds, I'm jealous of them. But man, when I was 28, I don't remember if Facebook was out or anything like that. And it was just
you were on MSN Messenger, buddy.
Yeah, it was just
weren't you writing
finger banging randoms and like
yeah, but those guys.
There was this idea that you could fuck a chick and never see her again.
I thought when you were 28, you were writing the great American novel.
Started out like an expert.
Started out like an expert. Here we go. He's a real expert. Okay, right, whose turn is it?
It's you, Josh.
It's me. Okay, so I need a drifter. And, you know, so this is... I'm between a couple of drifters here. I'm going to go with, like, you, perhaps the... Like, the... it may be a little on the nose, but like Reeves can really.
The fry guy?
The fry guy, when he gets a little bit overserved, can become.
A little bit.
The fact that Reeves is getting a drifter draft and not a mutant draft is that's the upset of the fucking century. Mm.
So, I may be getting this incorrect, but I'm going to go with it because I think, like, you know, he in a quite literal sense, when you're out with him, it could be that he will drift in and out of the night. He's going to be present. He's going to be gone. And, all the way in between. So
to Reek's credit, I can't remember the last time I saw him in the chat. He's kind of a disappearing act. Shows up at
majors, which shows is up for majors, majors
plays
thing.
His rounds, but
Can he read?
I'm not certain.
he can identify French fries. Okay, so for me, I'm going to run right to the podium and select Tones as my little capper.
Great pick.
Come on, the guy's probably going to win the white jacket this year. He shotguns with the best of us. He's a fucking really good golfer. He's like getting better every year.
The fact that
is he getting better?
I think he's gotten better since I've been playing with him.
Gerf, not golf, probably.
Oh, I don't know about Gerf. Well, you think at Gerf, not golf.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's like, I played golf with him since I met him. And people say, like, he played golf in high school. So I don't know. Maybe he was a lot better before and now he's just getting it back. But it seems to me that he's been climbing the leaderboard and he just seems like a better golfer. His short game, from 150 in, he's sticking it. His driver is so steady. I don't know.
You can say that about most of the girls. Like, we're all pretty much world class golfers.
Yeah. I mean, I would have put Tony in the two-man vacay, but hey, whatever
you got. Okay, so you think the reason his number is going up is not some sort of commitment to the game that Tony's had since now he's a member at Point Grey and he's out there grinding. You think he's just cheating harder?
No, I just said the category I would have put him in.
You insinuated.
Hey.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, I'm putting him down as my low capper.
Cross him off.
When he wins the white jacket... And I've got him as a low capper. Tim will award me great many points for that. Tony Morrow, low cap.
Okay, right. I got two.
You do.
So I got just two absolute fucking flamethrowers.
Here we go.
The mutant, Scott motherfucker.
Oh, the little ball of hate.
Little ball of hate, Bernie Burn Dog.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing about Scott. He might be, at his core, the nicest guy in Gerf. But get a few cocktails in him and a few substances in him and a few bad shots in him, and he might murder a small dog.
Yeah.
He is the ultimate mutant wild card, and it's one of the reasons I love him. And I could not be happier to have him on my team. And then...
That's some great Gerf.
And then I'm going to take the platonic ideal of the high capper, the Ziz. Seymour.
Ooh.
Great
night. Hard to ignore him.
The category seems the guy is an assassin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the most infuriating person to play a Gerf match with in the history of the world.
Yeah, I've lost twice.
He's an assassin.
And I'm not pleased.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I make the playoffs with the city and somebody listening to this is the decider. I want him next playoffs.
Whoa.
I think I can take him out. I'm not
really.
Scared. Yeah,
I wanted him again. What was it? I guess it was 2 years ago.
And he beat you like
so. I hope you're listening.
Finally,
to
I get my redemption.
I hope you're listening to Ziski.
But the guy can just make pars that turn into birdies.
Pars and triples, baby.
And it's not like he makes a par on a par three. He'll hit like a 5-iron, 215 stick.
Yeah,
on a par
I've seen him do it. I've seen him.
It's wild. Respect the hustle. Ziski's my boy.
I do too. I just, you know,
is he
I think
the original white jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ziski. When we were like 18.
Oh my god. Can you imagine how good it would feel for me to fucking take that? Give him his first playoff loss against the original. Yeah, I mean.
Someone's going to do it and it's going
to
be.
I want it to be me. Well, anyway, so. Moving on. Are we.
It's you.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is an error on the sheet.
The sheet that you've been crossing people out.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's some names on here. I'm not sure if they're like available for this year, but the two-man vacay.
Yeah.
The name I want to take is DT.
Ah, that's what I had next.
He's in the league.
That's what
DT's in the league.
Yeah,
all right, yeah.
That's what I had.
That was the two man's what was it
with him? Salt Spring Island, the Salt Spring round
where what like was it 800 points or something like that?
800 each. It was they both had holes in one on a course that could be considered exactly. I don't know. The other thing is there's like this ongoing. I wouldn't call it a rumor, but it's like, you know, there's that story about Tim Donaghy throwing, like, when the Lakers beat the Kings that year in the playoffs so many years ago with Kobe, that there was this sort of idea that maybe the ref was, like, throwing the game for him. Anyway, there's a dark cloud around DT's win against Reeves in that that final that, I don't know, it just sort of lingers over him. And I don't know if he deserves it or not, but I'll tell you what.
What category are you putting?
This is the two-man vacay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think that, yeah, it seems like he might have cheated.
Yeah, no.
I think he lost his game.
Okay, moving right along. I think, is it me again?
Yeah, it's going this way.
I think we got to go for a high cap, and I think you got to think about the perennial high cap. Like, Greg Perry. His cap has not moved.
No, he's under 10 now.
He's still like 7.5.
Yeah, now? Can't be high cap.
Okay, fair enough. I will.
I mean, to be fair, it's a fair assumption because he played 5 years at a 13.
He plays against high caps a lot.
Okay, I got a high and a two-man vacay. I got a Felix vacay. Two-man vacay. I mean,
don't force it. Pick one, you're coming back. Burn some bridges, baby.
Yeah, I think for the two-man vacay, I'm going to go and really hit this guy right in the kneecaps and say that that Fraser will distract a lot of people with his general handsomeness. And, like, you know, people have a lot of fun out there with that guy. And, like, maybe you get some, favorable scoring. But I don't know. That's where I'm going with. I don't know where else to put that.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
It sounds like you just wanted him on your team.
I did. Absolutely.
It was like the whole Vaseline gate sitting there, and you're going Fraser?
Well, it's not a two-man vacay. He's not scared. A two-man vacay round.
He's scared.
With Perry?
The Beta Boys are scared.
It's like Arj calling Jack a rat. You just can't call Jack a rat.
He's just scared, man.
So, I'm looking at the list.
These are your last two picks, Gron.
I've been trying to keep up with... crossing off. I'm gonna go here. Low cap here.
Yeah.
Gonna take my arch nemesis, Babs. But
Babs is gone.
He's done.
Yeah, he's an expert.
Oh, expert. He is an expert. Okay. So, fuck Babs.
You want to see the?
I think I've got it.
You got it.
Low cap. Okay, I gotta go. But I want to change my pick. You guys made it. I need
you to make a pick.
I want to change. I need Mercier. Because him and that twink, him and that fucking twink, Conrad, are out in Abbotsford, fucking standing 69 each other, fucking playing with each other's poison wieners. Like, that's what those guys are doing. They're playing fucking two-man vacay rounds on fucking executive courses. Fuck you, it's Mercier. I got it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Fraser. Get off my team.
That makes a lot more sense.
And we're on break.
And now, Golf's Not Hard with Tiger Woods and the AirZoom T-Range.
Too many people overcomplicate the golf swing. Today, we're going to make it simple. First, place the ball off the inside of your left heel. Second, bend your knees slightly. And finally, keep the left arm straight. Voila, you're on your way to a better golf swing. Of course, you also want to maintain the triangle too, and lead with your hips. And other than taking the club back low and slow, that's all there is to it. As long as you allow your weight to shift to the inside of your right foot and keep the club face square and your left heel planted and the V between your thumb and forefinger pointed to your right shoulder and the club gripped gently like a wounded bird and your left shoulder under your chin, allowing your hands to rotate through the impact area and maintaining a stable lower body position while finishing with your belt buckle facing the target with your rear elbow hinge. That should help take the mystery out of the golf swing. This is Tiger Woods reminding you that we can all be better.
Okay. All right, Grambe. Sorry about that. I got excited.
Fraser's back on the board.
He's back on the board.
I won't be picking him. That's fine.
So he's your last two, bro.
I need a low cap and a high cap. So I am going to play this as my low cap first. This guy had a huge season. Well, I wouldn't say season, but he puts up these ridiculous scores. He just never... plays enough rounds. and that's Chuck Lamb.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great pick.
Good one. And he's gonna we're gonna lead the Lamb Chops to Men's Night victory at Point Grey this year. I want him on my team, so that's Lammers.
He needs to have another kid to have more time.
Yeah, that's got all open to
Then they start babysitting each other, and it's
maybe he'll adopt.
It's a flywheel situation.
Adoption would be nice.
High cap. Lot of just nobodies out here. most of the good ones are gone. This guy.
I mean, come on.
I felt there should have been a category for worst dressed again. There wasn't. I'm going to just relabel it on my sheet. Worst dressed. Sandtrap. Sandtrap is on the squad. He now lives in Gibson's, which is sunshine hard. And it hopefully see him a lot. And he's on the squad.
Good high cap pick. Yeah. Guy's a major champion. Guy's throwing up some points.
No, remember he won, but then we totaled the scores and turns out he lost.
Yeah. No, but he won the
Chuck won, right?
Yeah.
No, but he won the Twinsy with Desiski.
Mm. Oh yeah, he did. Nobody counts what Desiski does.
I know, that's the ultimate high cap assassins.
Okay, going back to me, high cap, I'm going to go with, he's a bit of a silent assassin, not that silent, he actually talks a lot, very funny, little weirdo, Blythe for my high cap pick. I think he
is. Blythe a high cap?
I think he is.
He's like eight, so I
don't know. Are we not allowing that?
No.
Okay, well, I'll pivot to a.
Isn't it all interpretive?
We have, me and this guy have almost identical bodies, we're very handsome. People say that I am the white Justin Mantzkoker quite a lot.
Are you white?
So I am going to pick Justin, and he is my high cap pick. And he has a beautiful swing. If he ever figures out his short game, he will beat all of us at golf. But here's my pick.
I just want to clarify that you're white passing.
exactly. Love you, Meza.
Okay, two left.
So I've got a high capper left, and the only reason I'm not running to the podium this time is because there's two incredible choices here. I can't believe the draft has fallen this way where I've gotten to choose the person I wanted for, basically every slot.
Oh, it's a great feeling.
It's an amazing feeling. I feel like the Seattle Seahawks in 2012. But, it's between, Hibby, who's a 10 cap, right? Or 11?
Yeah.
Who's up there?
I thought Hibby was gone.
Nope.
No, and
he'd figure as a vibe king, he'd be long gone, right?
And my boy, Tim Westlake, who is also a high capper.
This is classic pandering.
No, that's the thing. Will Tim have to recuse himself? Where was he taken?
I thought Tim was taken.
No, Nick was
the
taken.
Champ, not the people's champ. I thought an expert pick for Tim.
Yeah,
would have been a good one, too.
Tim's not active enough Tim's to good, be an expert.
Yeah. All right, I got Tim. I've known him much longer. I love both those guys, but Tim's my boy. So I'll take the People's Champ as my high capper.
Okay. Classic. I would have rather you called him to tell him he was not selected.
Wait. That's you're hard. Taking Tim as your high capper?
Yeah.
Is he a high capper?
I think he's also single digit, but...
I don't know.
Put it back on the board.
No, let's get this.
Let's move. Yeah, motor.
Okay. So I will, as a provisional, have Hibby as my high capper if Tim is nine. But I'm pretty sure Tim's.
I think high 10. Capper is in your mind.
And with the last pick, he made the earth sick. MJ, step back, fade away, perfect. Low capper, Joey Abs.
Oh. Very nice. Very nice.
He should be drafted somewhere.
Okay. Mm. So we got our teams here.
Should we list out who was not drafted?
I just want to explain for the listeners the reason for the speed is that Gmo is being power texted by his wife.
I'm a little bit late, but that's pretty normal.
Okay, so let's go through the teams, starting from first pick, Gmo.
I'll just do my full team then. All right.
Yeah, let's rattle it all off.
I got low cap Lammers, high cap the Sandtrap, Vibe King Remy, which is just
that's a skill.
That's a great pick. First overall.
It's not really a steal if it's first overall.
Stolen. Mutant, The Glass, Drifter, Holloway. I mean, those three categories
are very interchangeable.
Yeah, no, dude.
They all play all positions.
Yeah.
Two men, BK, B-Tom, and Expert, Arjan.
Alrighty. Low cap, Shadow, my number one. High cap, Mensa, Vibe King, Brodeo. The mutant is Garambe. Drifter is Reeks.
You got a heavy kit, Solano, too.
Yeah, exactly. Shocker!
Two man is Mercier, and my expert is Barbara.
Very nice.
All right, so what I'm looking at here is a low capper of Tony Morrow, who I think has a very good shot at winning the city, if not the white jacket. High cap, people's champ. If he plays enough rounds, he'll do good. I'm kind of regretting the pick now. I kind of want Hippie more, but whatever. He'll play his rounds. Vibe King, Steve Priesty, the greatest to ever do it. Goat, Vibe King. Mutant, Dogman, once again. They were cut from that cloth. The Drifter is the unit who, like, Dogman, as we said before, he slept above a bathroom in Whistler. Two-man vacay, DT. Maybe the only man to steal a white jacket in history, and the expert is myself, which is perfect because I clearly have the best team. And I can argue expert it all drafter. Night.
Yep, you're right.
You're an expert at
that. All right, dude, what do you got?
I got low capper Joey Abs, high capper Z-Ski the Assassin, Vibe King Christopher J. Critter, the best liked man in Vancouver, Mutant Bernie Burndog Scotty Larson, Drifter Westflake Nicholas, two-man vacay Hortz, and expert John Davidson Jr. The fourth.
Strong team.
I mean, I should have the best team since I planned.
You have a chance to think about it.
So some good work. What we're going to do, I think, or I will do,
maybe
with help from the GURF accountant, Emily Martin, we will post these teams and put up a book.
Ooh, I like it.
You can bet on these teams. And
but Tim gets to adjudicate who wins,
and it's going
to
be GURF points.
There's a GURF points bet.
It has to be quantifiable.
And GURF points bet for that, yes.
And then Tim will adjudicate whoever wins the spirit of the game.
Okay,
that's awesome, Dookie. Thank you so much for putting that together. Really quickly before we end here, so we're going into another season. We've got it split up. We've got the city, and we've got the world. Who is going to win? The city, who's going to win the world, starting with the Duke?
It's going to be Tones versus Perry.
You think Tones versus Perry, eh?
Okay. I mean, you can't pick against Tecumseh.
I like it. G-Mo, what do you think?
Sorry, this isn't working.
It's going to be me. Oh, it's going to be you.
That was an instinct.
It's going to be
you. It's going to be me.
He's calling a shot. I like it.
Who are you playing?
Who's the world?
Oh, I was talking jacket. So I'll be the city, the world. Doesn't matter. Bring anyone. Hopefully either Z-Ski or Perry at like redemption.
Love the confidence. I'm going Dog Mania for the city, and I'm going to go for... I am going to go for Blython for the world.
Yeah. Is that his city?
Blython's world.
He's world. West Van. Gross.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Disgusting. What a disgusting place to live.
The guy. How's Mardo playing? Have you guys tested him on PG this year? Is Mardo playing well? Or is he?
Mardo is... just a total crapshoot. He could play well on Monday and just drift on Tuesday.
He's every category, man.
Yeah. I mean, my first instinct is Tones for the city. The world is a lot more complicated because I just don't care about the people in that league. I have a hard time remembering who's who. So I'll go Tones.
Tones
and
the city.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty locked in on that.
Yeah, okay, good.
But the world. I guess Shadow maybe. Shadow's
that's strong, a great pick.
Good pick, player.
Good pick.
I mean, I'm gonna go back and say Remy is probably my pick. I'd like to see.
He just doesn't get enough rounds in, does he?
I think he's gonna do it this year.
You think so?
Yeah.
So I'll go Tones and Shadow as my pick. Tones and Shadow.
All right. Well, guys, thank you very much. That was the first pod of 2024. Excellent job. I think we're all done sweating in Sam's office here, and we'll see you for the next one.
Sauna pod.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.